Ever think you'd get fined for not showing something?
Really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds kind of wild, but
Yeah.
it happened in Emo, Ontario,
Oh, wow.
tiny town, right on the US border. So small, they don't even have a traffic light, and now
Yeah.
they're making headlines
Wow.
because of a big fine they got for not flying the pride flag.
It's amazing how these seemingly local issues
Yeah.
can become these huge flashpoints in
Girl.
all these bigger debates we're having.
Exactly. And so today
No.
we're going deep on this story
Okay.
using an article we found from American Thinker and some extra briefing notes.
Okay.
So we're going to unpack all the details of this case,
Right.
look at the arguments around compelled speech,
Compelled speech.
government overreach, and what some people see as this like overextension of human rights.
It really gets at some fundamental questions about,
Right.
individual freedom
Yeah.
versus
Yeah.
the government's role
Yeah.
in promoting certain values. I mean,
Exactly.
fascinating.
So let's get this picture in our heads.
Okay.
Emo, Ontario, bordering Minnesota,
Okay.
probably more moose than people.
Yeah.
And get this, they don't even have a flagpole.
Wow, that really adds another layer to this whole thing.
I know, right? Just adds to the
No,
irony.
it really makes it more complex. Like,
Right.
were they even able to actually do what was being asked?
Exactly. And it all started with a group called Borderland Pride.
Okay.
And they came to the town council with what seemed like a simple request: proclaim Pride Month and fly the Pride flag.
Seems straightforward enough.
Right.
Yeah.
But the council voted it down. And so Borderland Pride, they weren't happy about this and filed a complaint with the Ontario Human Rights Commission.
That's an important detail to understand here.
Yeah.
A lot of folks might not know about this commission.
Right.
It's powerful. They can investigate, make decisions on discrimination complaints,
Right.
and their decisions carry weight,
Yeah.
legal and financial weight.
For sure. I mean,
Emo found that out the hard way.
yeah, the tribunal hit the town with a $10,000 fine,
Oh, wow.
plus another $5,000 for the mayor personally.
Well, how's that messing around?
Yeah. They also said the mayor and the chief administrative officer have to do this human rights 101
Well,
training.
sending a message there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they were taking it lightly.
It seems like they were making a point.
And their justification, they focus on a statement the mayor made about not flying flags for straight people.
Oh, I see.
And they saw that as discriminatory
Okay.
and said it shows he doesn't understand how important the pride flag is.
Interesting.
But the American Thinker article, they're saying this is straight up compelled speech and government overreach. They say it's setting a bad example. Like any group could just demand the same kind of recognition now. And they even go so far as to compare the LGBTQ plus movement to a cult.
That's pretty strong language.
Right. It's provocative.
It definitely is.
So do you think using words like that actually helps the conversation?
That's a good question. It's tough to say.
Yeah.
It might connect with some people
Hmm.
who are already feeling anxious about all these social changes,
Right.
but for others, it could just shut down the conversation.
Yeah, it definitely ramps up the tension.
Yeah.
But let's try to see both sides here.
Okay.
The article, they also bring up this idea of a double standard. Like, why pride and not, let's say, a flag for veterans?
Right. Makes you think about who gets to decide these things.
Yeah.
Which groups are seen as worthy of recognition? It's
Exactly.
about fairness, equal treatment.
So, how do we even begin to sort this out?
It's a tough one.
On one side, you have people who see this as being inclusive,
Yeah.
supporting a group that's been marginalized, and the pride flag is a symbol of that.
Right.
And then on the other side, you have these concerns about being forced to say things.
Compelled speech.
Yeah, the government overstepping its bounds and maybe even silencing people who disagree.
Right. Where do we even find common ground?
Yeah, I mean, how do we even start?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're going to dig into more
Yeah.
as we keep going with this deep dive.
Let's do it.
It's like we're walking this tightrope, trying to balance this need for inclusivity,
Right.
but also protect individual
Which
liberties.
really does feel like this classic dilemma,
Yeah.
freedom of expression versus fighting discrimination.
That's tough.
Is there even a way to make these two things work together?
That's the real
Yeah.
challenge. The Emo case really forces us to think about the limits of government power.
Right.
Can the government force people
Yeah.
or even whole communities to support certain ideas, even if it's in the name of human rights?
And the American Thinker article.
Yeah.
They kept going back to this idea of tolerance leading to this enforced celebration.
Yeah. I see what they're saying.
It's like just accepting something.
Right.
Turns into pressure to celebrate it.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually you're forced to support it.
That's that classic slippery slope argument.
Hmm.
Like one small thing.
Yeah.
Will inevitably lead to all these terrible consequences.
Right.
It's something to think about for sure.
Yeah.
But we got to be careful not to simplify things too much.
So how do we avoid that?
It's tricky.
I mean, this is just one tiny town in Canada.
Right.
How does this connect to the bigger picture?
That's what's so interesting.
Yeah.
These isolated events can be like a little snapshot mm-hmm. of these bigger trends happening in society.
So emo is like this microcosm of these bigger debates.
It gives us this window into how we think about power.
Right.
The role of government in setting social norms and how human rights frameworks can sometimes be used in ways that might step on individual freedom.
So it's not just about a flag.
It's much bigger than that.
It's about the principles involved.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to see all the different layers here.
Yeah.
So it's about how we define discrimination,
uh-huh.
where we draw the line between encouraging inclusivity
right.
and forcing people to say things they don't believe.
Compelled speech, yeah.
These are big questions.
Fundamental questions.
That every society has to grapple with.
Absolutely. And they're not going away anytime soon.
All right.
As our values change
yeah.
and we face new challenges, we're going to keep bumping up against these tensions.
Like what kind of things?
Well, think about freedom of religion.
Okay.
Can a business owner refuse service to someone based on their religious beliefs?
Right.
Or the debates around gender identity?
Yeah.
How do we protect transgender people, but also address concerns about privacy and safety?
In places like bathrooms.
Exactly. These all go back to the same basic tensions.
That we see in emo.
Yeah, it's all connected.
So no easy answers then.
Not really. It's complicated.
It seems like there's a lot of gray area here.
There usually is when it comes to social issues.
Right.
But by looking at cases like this, understanding all the different sides, we can at least have a more informed conversation.
That's what I like about these deep dives. Yeah. We're not just looking at one event in isolation. Well, we're trying to get at the deeper ideas.
Exactly.
The principles that go beyond emo Ontario.
This case shows how our social and legal landscapes are always shifting.
Yeah.
It forces us to confront these tough questions about power, freedom, and the values we hold as a society.
And these questions are relevant to everyone.
No matter where you live or what you believe.
So what does all this mean for our listeners?
That's the important question.
Tuning in.
Yeah.
Trying to make sense of this whole thing.
What jumps out at you in this case?
Yeah.
What connects with your own values and beliefs?
Yeah.
This isn't just some abstract legal debate.
It's real life.
Yeah, it affects how we live together, how we interact,
right.
how we deal with the complexities of a diverse society.
Makes you think about your own community.
Yeah.
Your own values.
What kind of place do you want to live in?
Exactly.
What principles are important to you?
And how do we balance individual rights with the need for everyone to get along and respect each other?
Those are great points to think about.
Yeah.
Hopefully this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
For sure.
Some different angles to consider as you wrestle with these questions yourself.
Right.
There's no one right answer.
But by talking it out
and
listening to each other,
we can hopefully move towards a more just and equitable world.
I like that.
For everyone.
So let's bring it back to emo, Ontario.
Okay.
This tiny town that's become this symbol of something much bigger.
It's amazing how a local controversy can spark these wide-ranging discussions.
It really is. It speaks to the power of symbols.
Yeah. And the tensions between individual freedom and collective values and the government's role in all of it.
Right. And it shows that these debates are happening everywhere.
Big cities, small towns.
We're all dealing with these questions in one way or another.
In some form or another.
And now the big question that keeps coming back to me.
Okay.
How much power should governments have in pushing certain ideologies or symbols?
That is the question, isn't it?
Is there a line?
Yeah.
And if so, where do we draw it?
That's the core of the issue.
Yeah.
And it's something that democracies all over the world are trying to figure out.
Right.
On the one hand, governments have to protect everyone's rights and freedoms.
Okay.
But they also have to play a role in shaping our values.
Right.
And promoting inclusivity.
It's hard to find that balance.
It's an ongoing challenge.
No easy answers. Darn. It's like this constant tug of war.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Between individual liberty and the collective good. And in emo, we see those forces clashing in a very real and messy way.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how these tensions play out.
So we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
Yeah.
We looked at the controversy surrounding the pride flag fines in emo, dove into the arguments about compelled speech and government overreach, and touched on these broader themes of inclusivity and social change.
It's been a good discussion.
We've seen how this small town issue connects to these much bigger questions.
About the role of government, individual liberties, and how our society is constantly evolving.
And hopefully we've given you, the listener, some things to think about.
For sure.
This isn't just about a flag or a fine.
It's about the values we hold dear.
And how we navigate this complex world.
As individuals and as a society.
So as you go about your day.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Okay.
Where do you stand on compelled speech?
That's a tough one.
How do you balance your own freedoms with the need to create a more inclusive and just world?
These are questions worth thinking about.
Definitely.
Discussing with friends and family.
Having those tough conversations.
Exactly.
We love a good, thought-provoking deep dive.
Me too.
And we hope you do too.
I think our listeners are really enjoying these.
Stay tuned for our next episode.
Okay.
We'll be tackling another fascinating topic.
Sounds good.
Unpacking all the layers.
Peeling back the onion.
And shedding light on the issues that matter most.
Can't wait.
Until then, keep exploring. Keep questioning and keep diving deep. Feels like we're always trying to find that balance.
Yeah, it's a constant back and forth.
Between individual freedoms and pushing for social change.
Right. How do we make those two things work together?
It's tough.
It really is. It's not a simple answer.
We need to think about both sides.
Yeah.
People's right to say what they think.
Freedom of expression.
Yeah.
Important.
But also creating a society where everyone feels included and respected.
Absolutely. Finding that balance is key.
The American Thinker article. They made a pretty strong case against what they see as the government overstepping its bounds.
Right. They're worried about this idea of the government telling people what to think or believe.
Exactly. They say forcing people to support certain ideas sets a dangerous precedent.
Is there anything in history that supports that argument?
I was wondering the same thing.
Well, there are definitely times when silencing people has led to some pretty bad outcomes.
Like what?
Think about the McCarthy era in the U.S.
Mm.
People were blacklisted.
Wow.
Lost their jobs.
Just for their political beliefs.
Yeah, it was a dark time.
It's scary to think about.
It reminds us how important it is to protect free speech.
Even when we don't like what's being said.
Even then, it's a cornerstone of a free society.
But how do we protect vulnerable groups from discrimination at the same time?
Right. That's the other side of the coin.
Wasn't the Ontario Human Rights Commission created to deal with stuff like that?
Exactly. Human rights tribunals. They're meant to protect people from discrimination.
Okay.
Based on things like race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity.
So they provide a way for people to fight back.
Yeah, if they feel like their rights have been violated.
So in this case... The tribunal saw the mayor's refusal to fly the pride flag as discrimination against the LGBTQ plus community.
That was their interpretation.
He said his actions sent a message of exclusion.
Right, and didn't show respect for diversity and inclusivity.
But the American Thinker article could probably say it's not the government's job to tell people what to celebrate.
That's their perspective.
They might say true tolerance is about accepting different views.
And not forcing everyone to think the same way.
So where's the line?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Between promoting tolerance...
and forcing people to do things they don't agree with?
It's a tough one.
It really is. There's no easy answer.
So where do we go from here?
How do we talk about these things without it turning into a shouting match?
Right. How do we have productive conversations about these sensitive topics?
I think the key is empathy. Really trying to understand where the other person is coming from.
Listening to each other.
Even when we disagree.
It's about recognizing that everyone has different experiences.
Different perspectives.
Instead of just shutting down the conversation.
Or resorting to insults.
We need to be willing to have those tough conversations.
And try to find some common ground.
It's like we're always searching for that sweet spot.
That balance.
Between individual freedom and social progress.
It's a journey, not a destination.
And societies are constantly evolving.
Yeah, our understanding of human rights and social justice is always changing, too.
And these conversations are a big part of that.
by talking it out, debating, challenging each other.
We can hopefully create a more just and equitable world.
For everyone.
So for our listeners out there, next time you come across something like this,
okay,
a controversy that sparks this debate about individual freedom versus social values,
right?
Take a minute to really think about it.
Yeah.
Listen to different perspectives.
Even the ones you don't agree with.
And have those conversations.
Respectfully.
With the goal of finding common ground.
And building a more inclusive society.
Well said. These aren't just abstract debates.
They affect all of us.
In real ways.
By thinking critically.
And making informed decisions.
We can shape the world we want to live in.
We hope you found this deep dive into the pride flag finds in emo.
Yeah.
To be insightful and thought-provoking.
It's a small story.
But it connects to these much bigger debates.
Happening all over the world.
As always, keep exploring, keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.
Thanks for joining us.